This is John Batchelor. What follows is a preview of my conversation, lengthy conversation with Brenda Schaefer, Dr. Brenda Schaefer, author of Iran is More Than Persia. This is the story of the minorities that around the Tehran donut hole, the minorities are in sharp dispute with the central authority, the Islamic Republic. Sharp dispute. The statistics are everywhere. The one that impresses me most here, Brenda explains, 40% of the people in Iran don't identify Persian as their language at home. They speak other languages. The minorities are united against the regime. That does not mean, of course, that the minorities are united. Here's Brenda.
Right. So, you know, people that are looking now at this wave of anti-regime protests, I keep hearing analysts write and say, wow, all the minorities are in this together. Isn't it wonderful how unified they are? Part one and part two are not necessarily the same. I mean, there are a lot of minority groups that wanted to get rid of the Soviet Union. That doesn't mean they didn't have different agendas once the Soviet Union was weak or once it had collapsed. So I think Iran is discovering, yes, right now that Persians, Kurds, Turks, Baluch, people could be united in getting rid of the Islamic Republic. But once that happens, they're going to have a huge dilemma. And if the Persian mainstream opposition wants to establish democracy, they're going to have to allow language rights, cultural rights for minorities. And this is something that at this stage they're not prepared to do. You know, they're saying that, no, you'll just have to stay in with us and under the Persian language. Well, as I showed in the book, you know, from internal Iranian data, okay, so this is data that the Iranian government is looking at. 40% of Iranians don't identify themselves as fluent in the Persian language. So it's kind of hard to imagine they want to embrace a system where, they're not even fluent in the language. The minorities, they not only do they have cultural discrimination, linguistic discrimination, but they're the poorest in the country. They have the biggest health threats, the biggest environmental threats. I'm just thinking of, anecdotally, there's natural gas shortages in Iran. Believe it or not, even though Iran has the second largest gas volumes in the world, they don't produce enough gas. And they use the nice, clean natural gas for Tehran, for the central cities. But for the minorities, they throw fuel oil there to produce electricity and heat. And they talk about, this sort of ethnic pollution in the sense that polluting air is okay for the Ahwazis and for the Azerbaijanis. The Persians get the nice, clean air.
Thank you.